May we always be surprised and delight in joy. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of Advent, and this is traditionally called Gaudete or Rejoice Sunday, which comes from today's lesson from the letter to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. And the Sunday is also called Stir Up Sunday because of today's collect, which starts with, Stir up your power, O Lord. And John the Baptist is certainly stirring up folks that came to the river to be baptized by him. He's yelling at them that they are a brood of vipers and that they need to repent. And amazingly, instead of walking away from John's insults, they ask him instead, what should they do to live good lives? So John tells them, share with anyone who has none. Take no more than you need. Treat people fairly. And as the people listen to John's answer to their questions, they become filled with expectation, an expectation rooted in a joyful hope. And I think to encounter joy, we have to look outward. To encounter joy, we have to look beyond ourselves. And joy is a positive, intense, momentary emotion, and it's something we encounter in the world around us. Like when you're a kid, at least a kid who grew up in the 70s, and you're riding your big wheel, and you put on the front wheel brakes, and you do a perfect 180 skid, and you don't lose any forward momentum as you speed past your friends on the sidewalk. Joy is also like the sun shining on a crisp morning after days of gray skies. Joy is these stumbled upon moments of unexpected perfection. And it's often felt when we aren't exactly looking for it. But we know or sense that something is filled with joy the moment we see it. And in this moment, we instantly smile, maybe we laugh, and there is a lightness and sense of being that connects us to something bigger than ourselves and universal all at once. This is what all of our readings for today are trying to tell us. That God is joy. And this joyful God is all around us, waiting to be noticed, waiting to be experienced. And there's always an and it is out of this joy, it is from this place of joy, that we are invited to share with everyone our own gentleness. Engendered from our sense of joy in the world, our sense of joy in Christ in our lives, a Christ who rejoices over us with gladness, who renews his love in us and exalts over us with much joy. Joy connects us to God, to creation, to each other. Joy helps us to step out of ourselves and see things differently. Joy centers our sense of purpose and shapes the stories we tell to ourselves and one another. And joy helps to foster meaning within our lives. And it is from this space within our hearts that we are asked to care for others, to help others, to interact with the world a little bit differently. The type of difference that says everyone is welcome, everyone is worthy of dignity and respect, and we have it within us to make a difference in the lives of others. God rejoices over us. God is filled with joy and delights in each one of us. And God asks us to spread this delight and joy too. Amen.